Blog Talk Radio.
You see, I didn't always know the law. Living in a world of sin. But one day he took me. Let me tell you what happened. There was a time I walked in sin. Yes, I did. Peace, joy, hope, and love I had not within. A kind word, deed of love. Oh, the best thing in life I thought could be bought. But you know what? My God got fed up with my wicked and evil ways. So I started searching of how God my life could invade. You know what he told me? He said, depart from evil, seek peace and do good, and depend on my word. If you trust and doubt not, he'll do just what he said. But one more.
I don't have to worry no more. He did.
Was the Spirit of Four of Durham, North Carolina. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. I am so glad you have joined us tonight. This is your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. It is Monday night. And of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We are the only one-hour internet radio program on the air anywhere that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. That is our format here at Gospel Gold. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of religion and rhythm. It is rhythm that drives the music here in America. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. We believe that there's never been a time when gospel music was not a part of the African-American experience. Some of the most beautiful music and inspiring music that's been given to the world and to the nation has been given because of the African-American experience. When you think of the tragedies and the adversities that our people have overcome, how we put that into our music and how we put that into our poems and our books, and everything that we do expresses what we have done and what we have achieved on these American shores. And so Gospel Gold comes to you once a week, every week. We know that the gospel music story cannot be told in 1 hour or in a short melody of songs. But every week we come to you to bring you the very best in gospel music and the great achievement that our people have made. We are dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. If you are a gospel music lover, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. We would love to have you as part of our community. You can also leave your comments there. You can leave suggestions. Perhaps you have an idea for an upcoming program. You can leave it there on the Facebook page. On that Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here at Gospel Gold. You'll find also articles about various gospel artists. And also, more importantly, you will find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means that long after this program has been recorded, you can go to the Facebook page and find the event of the program that you would like to hear. Open up that event and click on the link. It will take you directly to that program. So we ask that you go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. As we start our program every night, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be played tonight, something be said tonight that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your name. amen and amen. As I said, this is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. It is a wonderful time for us to come together and celebrate the great achievements that our people have made in the gospel recording industry. And tonight we have a very special program. We have a very special guest as well. Tonight we're talking about the Staple Singers. The Staple Singers. Amen. We're talking about the Staple Singers. And we're talking about the Staple Singers primarily in their gospel arena. But for those of you who remember the Staple Singers and remember them, you perhaps remember them like this. Staple Singers. That's how most of us remember the Staple Singers. But tonight we're going to go back. We're going to go back into the gospel area. This is a gospel program. But tonight I wanted to ask Dr. Rogers, Dr. William Rogers, who is the host of the Black Reality Think Tank that comes on the Time for Awakening Network every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. A very worthwhile program, a program that is concerned about the issues in the African-American community. And one particular night, every night they do a ancestry profile. And the one night he did a profile on the father of the Staple Singer. So I've asked him to come with us tonight, a historian who will give us some information and some background on the Staple Singers. Dr. Rogers, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Good evening, Pastor Rogers. How are you?
Thank you so very much for joining us on Gospel Gold again tonight. We are glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're talking about, or we're listening to the music of the Staples singers tonight. We're primarily going to go into a lot of their gospel music, but could you give us some background on the Staples singers and Pop Staple?
I sure can. This is it's a very rich history, and it's so relevant to the African-American experience and our whole cultural development here in this country. And one of the things that I like most about Pop Staples, as he was called, Roebuck Staples is his real name, but he was called, they called him Pops, is the fact that he wanted to work with his children, his family. And so he focused his career in bringing his family together as a group and became internationally famous, for their style of music. They incorporated that sort of pop beat, but it was into a spiritual connotation, which is where it all comes from anyway. So it was a very powerful thing. So I think that's one of the things, the unique things that that I like about Pop Staples and the Staples singers and the music they did over the years. I think I really got into them in the 60s, personally, when they did that big festival called Watch Dax, which was right after the Los Angeles riots in Watts. They did a huge conference, Jesse Jackson, Isaac Hayes, the Staples singers, Rufus Thomas, and a whole group of others, you know, as we know well. And that's when I really paying attention to them. This was back in the early 60s, 65, somewhere to that. So anyway, but yes, let me just tell you and your audience a little bit about Staples, that we did focus on him on our ancestral profile. And so I want to just kind of share that with your family as well, too. Okay. Very clearly, there is no recognizable sound in gospel music than the aching harmonies of the Staples singers. It has a husky sort of murmur and a throbbing electric guitar that's played by Roebuck Staples, who passed at the age of 85. He led his family group for more than 40 years, and he was a pivotal figure in gospel music in the 1960s and the 1970s. And the Stax Record Company, when they signed him, they wanted him to play blues, and they wanted him to play R&B as well, along with his gospel, but he refused. He said, this is my foundation, this is the basis, and this is the way we are going to do it. But very clearly, the music gave a vivid voice to both the anger and the aspirations of the African-American community. And as I said, this was in the, he started pre-civil rights movement. And by the time that he hit it big in the 60s, a lot was going on in this country, and as it always is. But a lot was going on in terms of the reference of African-Americans finding themselves and fighting for freedom and justice. Roebuck Staples grew up near Winona, Mississippi, and as a boy was impressed by local blues guitarists such as Charlie Patton, who lived in a neighboring plantation. He said one day, he said, that sold me on me wanting to learn to play the guitar. My greatest ambition was then to play and record. He said it was a dream that he had to defer for many years while he and his wife, Osceola, brought up their children in Chicago, where they moved to in 1935. Roebuck Staples worked for the Armour 10 Meat Company. That's the company, as you know, that makes Spam, where he worked as a packer and a killer. And in his spare time, sang with the gospel quartet, the Trumpet Jubilees. And when I say a killer, I'm speaking of the fact that that's the person that packs that meat tight into that can like that and compresses the meat together and puts it in a can. And by his own account, he didn't touch a guitar for at least 12 years, you know, after being so inspired by it. The family group of Staples and his four teenage children, Cleopatra, Purvis, Yvonne, and Mavis, first appeared in public soon after the Second World War. They were singing at neighborhood churches, and around the different communities of their hometown. In the early 1950s, they began to be heard on records, first for Leonard Allen's label called United, then for a larger album label called VJ, where they made an unforgettable record as Don't Drive Me Away. This may be the last time, later adapted by the Rolling Stones and the Uncloudy Day. The combination of staples, tremolo-laden guitar, and the wild beauty of Mavis Staples' voice, what the jazz writer Stanley Crouch and music critic called their joy and thunder. He said it was like nothing previously heard in gospel music. An Uncloudy Day soul, as the Staples remarked, little rock and roll. In the early 60s, the Staples singles, now with Riverside Records, they looked for an audience beyond just the ghetto. They were recording in coffee houses, the favorites such as the Cotton Fields, Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind, and Woody Guthrie's This Man Is Your Land. Such choices were mildly controversial at the time, but Staples was quick to defend them. I think they are good material. They're good material for the times that are going on right now in our country. I think it's time for the whole nation to start listening to something that means something and think that this land belongs to everybody. If they would think like that, we'd have a better United States. A further move in the late 60s to the Soul Label Stax out of Memphis, Tennessee, found the family extending their range still further with aspirational soul material such as Respect Yourself, which won with a gold disc, the hypnotic chant, I'll Take You There, and the million-selling If You Are Ready, Come Go With Me. Staples also recorded an instrumental blues album jammed together with fellow guitarist Albert King and Steve Cropper. And he did that on the Stax label because he was working with them because he wanted them to work with him on a piece that he was doing. So to sort of share that. But he was not going to move into blues on a regular basis. But he did. He worked with the great Albert King and Steve Cropper. There were those who regarded the traditions the family was supposed to represent. To such accusations, Staples succinctly replied, anybody want to go to heaven more than me? But we got to live down here too. The Staples singles worked less after Mavis left to pursue a solo career. But in the 90s, Pop Staples, as he best is now billed himself, enjoyed a spell of international success away from the family setting, appearing at blues festivals, though steadfastly refusing to sing the blues. And he recorded the well-received albums Peace to the Neighborhood and Father, Father in collaboration with admirers such as Ray Cooter and Buddy Rich. His wife died in 1987, and he survived by his children. Wilbur Staples, gospel musician, master of the guitar, born in 1950, died on December the 9th, 2000. Wilbur Staples.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rogers, for giving us the background on this great man in the gospel field, or in the music field, in the gospel recording industry in particular. It is important for us to remember that your first point was that he chose to use his family. He was one of the first ones that came in to use his family, to put his family in the business with him. And I think that was a great movement at that time, particularly in the African-American community, to use your family, to see families working together and to see families coming together to bring music to the whole world. I think that was a very... A thing that he foresaw along ahead of everyone. And he knew that was going to be a great movement for not only for the family, but for the audience that they would eventually generate. We're going to go back to 1959, and we're going to hear, this may be the last time, and we're also going to hear, Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
listening by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come a-rolling, oh, to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Oh, I told a undertaker, please drive slow, 'cause this lady that you are hauling, oh, I hate to see her go. Will this circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home away. Try to hold up and be brave, but I could not hold my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App. Starts with a dollar sign, words Gospel Gold. One word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. Starts with a dollar sign, and the one word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to contact us through email, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Tonight, we are talking about the Staple Singers. I want to thank Dr. William Rogers, who was with us on the first half hour of our program, to give us information concerning this great group and the great man, Pop Staples, Roebuck Staples, his name. I want to thank him for giving us the background for what we're listening to tonight, the Staple Singers here on Gospel Gold.
Oh, said I. Walk around,
heart barely 2 miles old. And if I'm through my lungs are wasted, I'll get them back in a coming day. When I get to heaven, gonna put them down. Walk around the heaven and tell my mom. I can't believe it, to hear her say. Turn on the harp and begin to play. I said I'm serving.
I can't sit out.
As Dr. Rogers gave us the background on Pop Staples and the Staples Singers, he mentioned blues. And of course, we always talk about how the connection of gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, how all of that is connected. And I think some of the songs that Pop Staple did embody that whole concept. And I want you to hear, I'm going to play three songs, and I want you to listen to the blues influence that Pop Staple has here. And I want you to understand that when blues singers and blues players heard him, they heard a sound that they themselves wanted to emulate. And this is why he was always urged to play blues. But I want you to listen to the gospel here. We're going to listen to What You're Going to Do, I'm Coming Home, and later we'll listen to Don't Knock. But I want you to hear the blues influence that Pop Staple puts in his gospel.
Tell heaven
how you tell him
I am coming.
I'm coming home. I'm coming on a home one day.
Tell my father
how you tell father
I am coming.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
my seed and fell down. But I had my love for my starry crown. Then I won't write my love for him. Gonna tell him this world ain't getting no better. Then I'm gonna call him on my phone. Tell you I need you in my home.
Tell
heaven. Yeah, yeah, tell heaven.
I am coming.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna hold my day.
Love my burden.
Lord knows my burden.
She's so heavy,
so hard to bear.
Hard to bear.
Lord knows my burden. Seems hard to bear. Lord, when I get to heaven, I got a crown to wear.
Oh, my burden.
Oh, oh, my burden.
Seems so heavy.
Lord knows the heart
to bear.
You know my burden seems hard to bear.
Tell my mother.
Now you. Coming on home.
On one day.
Just tell my mother. Now don't she cry. She know a little child. But I'm born to die.
One day.
Tell mother I'm coming on a home one day.
Yeah.
Singers. There you can hear the rich influence of blues in Pop Staples gospel. Of course, you heard earlier Dr. Rogers told us that Pop Staples died of complications from a concussion suffered in December 2000. Cleotha Staples died in Chicago February 21, 2013 at the age of 78 after suffering from Alzheimer's disease for over a decade. Mavis has continued to carry on the family tradition. She continues to add her vocal talents to both the projects of other artists and her own studio solo adventures. She appeared in Glastonbury in 2015, and she appeared again in Glastonbury in 2019. She had an album that was recorded in 2016 called Living. It was a live album. It was recorded on the High Note label, included a sample acoustic version of the Martin Luther King sermon on the track MLK Song. Yvonne Staples died on April 10th, 2018 at the age of 80. And Purvis Staples died suddenly in his home in Dalton, Illinois, just this past week, May the 6th, 2021. He was 85 years old. And so Mavis is the only living member of the kids, of the children of Pop Staple. And as I said, up until 2019, she was performing. I don't know whether she is performing now or not, but up until 2019, she was still performing. And so I wanted to bring this great musical family to the forefront tonight here on Gospel Goes. We talk about the Staple Singers and the great achievements that they made in the gospel recording industry.
Oh, I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed.
You know.
I know I've been changed.
You know.
I'm walk life's winding road.
Oh yeah.
Choice to live it slow.
Oh yeah.
Travel both night and day.
Oh yeah.
So tired but only pray.
Yeah.
She's my light, my guide.
Oh yeah.
Ever by my side.
Oh yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking into heaven with pride.
Oh.
Get home now.
The door,
the staple singers here tonight on Gospel Gold. Just want to tell you about some of the programs that we got coming up in the future of Gospel Gold. Of course, we have a ongoing series on the women of gospel, and this season we will be featuring as well a lot of the women in gospel. We want you to tune in, make sure that you are part of that. Also, we have what we call Quartet Night. Every so often we have Quartet Night. We will be featuring a lot of groups in the quartets. We will also be talking about the various choirs in the church, the gospel choirs, the mass choirs, the male choruses, and the youth choirs. We'll also go into the Jubilee style of gospel before this season is over. We'll talk about the Gospel Jubilands and all of those groups that sung Jubilee gospel. So we do have a large range of programs that we've tried to bring you every week, and we're going to try to continue to do that this season on Gospel Gold. We want you to stay tuned, and the way for you to do that is to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there and join the Facebook community, the Gospel Gold community. Be a part of the Gospel Gold community so you will know each week where we are and what we're doing on Gospel Gold. I want to thank a lot of our listeners in Virginia who have been sending some great emails and making great comments about the program. We're going to be featuring hometown gospel at some point. And what that is that when we go to certain areas of the country, we feature just groups from those particular areas. And Virginia is one of the states that we're going to be visiting this season on Gospel Gold. So I wanted to thank all the listeners in Virginia. I wanted to thank, of course, our listeners in Milwaukee, Chicago, those listeners in Washington, D.C., and North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. And we even have some listeners over in Africa. We thank God for all of you. We pray God's blessing upon you that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., only 1 hour that we are here to celebrate the great achievement that our people have made in the gospel field. Tonight, the Staple Singers.
Lord, we down here in this little world, no one can help us but you, Lord above. Help me, Lord Jesus, give me more grace. I need your power, help me run this race.
Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Lord. Begging you, Jesus, help me run this race. Help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Lord. Begging you, Jesus, help me run this race. Bring Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
Bring Jesus, help me, Jesus.
Well.
Bring Jesus, help me, Jesus.
Lord God.
Bring Jesus, help me, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
to heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name.
Bring Jesus,
kingdom come.
Bring Jesus,
let your will be done.
Bring Jesus,
done on earth.
Bring Jesus,
as it is in the heaven.
Bring Jesus,
give us this day our daily bread.
Bring Jesus,
forgive us our debt.
Bring
Jesus, we forgive our debt.
Bring Jesus,
and then leave.
Bring Jesus,
then leave.
Bring Jesus,
no temptation, deliver our souls from sin and evil. Day for
thine is the kingdom,
Lord,
power and glory.
Well,
we are thine forever.
Let me hear you say,
amen, amen.
Let me hear you say,
amen.
Church, it looks like our time is about up, and I thank you for yours. We appreciate you being a part of this program tonight on the Staple Singers. We pray that you will continue to have a great week, and you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Let them know that we're on every Monday night between the hour of 9 and 10 Eastern Time. Don't forget to listen to our sister station, timeforawakening.com. We're looking for the Black Reality Think Tank, hosted by Dr. William Rogers, every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Until we see you again next week on Gospel Gold, continue to give God the praise.
family.